Now then, 20 years of research by thousands of experts has produced the most detailed map ever of plants and flowers in the UK. It's called the Plant Atlas 2020, and you can check it out online. It shows more than half of native plants are in decline, and the number of non-native plants now outnumber native plants in the wild, with huge implications for the insects and other species that depend on them. Louise Marsh is from the Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland, which is behind the project, and I'm delighted to say she joins me right now live on BBC Radio Jersey. Good morning to you, Louise. Thanks for joining us. So that's quite a big figure. I mean, more than half in decline. Why is this actually the case, Louise?
Well, there are lots of factors. The main ones, really, agricultural intensification and climate change. I know it's the usual suspects, I'm afraid.
Yeah. I mean, which plants and flowers are most at risk, though? Or have we lost some native plants, too, because of all of this?
A lot of things are in decline. And some of these are things like... Now, the two examples that I've been telling a lot of people about are heather and harebell. Heather... I mean, everybody knows these two plants across the whole of Britain. Heather supports almost 200 different kinds of wildlife. It's a really great plant. And harebell is absolutely gorgeous. I have to say, I'm not 100% sure with Jersey. I haven't been to Jersey yet.
Oh, my goodness, Louise. It is sad. You're missing out massively. It's lovely here. I mean, carry on.
I was just going to say, all my colleagues keep telling me about all the rare plants that you've got down there, your special plants. I've looked them up for you, and I can say I'm quite relieved to say that some of your rare Jersey plants, like your Jersey orchid, your Jersey buttercup, your Jersey forget-me-not, they're stable, they're not declining. So whatever you guys are doing down there with those rare plants, you're doing the right thing. Thank you.
Well, thank you, yes. So what effect is this having, though, you know, on the wildlife, all of this decline?
Well, exactly. We don't know. What knock-on effects is this going to have? Because if, for example, if bees are flying, if their pollinators are on the wing at this time of year and they can't find any nectar, well, they're not going to do very well, are they? Mm. So one thing that did surprise us is that more non-native species now recorded in the wild rather than native. And some people have said to us, well, isn't that a bad thing, these invasive non-natives coming over here? Some of them are actually very good. Some of them flower right through the winter and they support those pollinators. They support butterflies and moths. So it's not a simple thing of, you know, natives good, aliens bad.
I mean, they could possibly have maybe good effects on wildlife if these are, you know, different plants that can, we don't know the effects necessarily what this will have yet. I mean, what will actually come from this report then? Are you hoping as a society this can make some changes and prevent more plants and flowers disappearing from our planet?
Well, our aim, we've been around since 1836, and one of our main aims has always been to provide really reliable, robust data that then conservationists and policymakers can rely on when they're making their decisions, where they're deciding how we move forward and what actions we take. So I think we've always felt our role is to provide that data that they can rely on. And that's what we have here, reliable data of 3,500 native and non-native plants that are found growing in the wild across Britain and Ireland. And we hope then that partner organisations will be able to rely on this useful tool.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. Louise Marsh is from the Botanical Society of Britain and Ireland, which is behind the Plant Atlas 2020 project. It shows more than half of native plants in the UK are in decline, and the number of non-native plants now outnumber native plants in the wild, affecting the wildlife that depend on them.